B-Pod Studios.
Next in 30 minutes.
Get the app.
Check this out.
Get Boston's home for sports at your fingertips. Listen live or download a podcast. 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Corrali along the far side of the Blues end as the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins stagger the St. Louis Blues, winning Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final, 7-2 here in St. Louis. They have now jumped back in front, 2-1 in this best-of-seven matchup as the Bruins and Tuukka Rask celebrate in the net to our right. Bruins back in front, and they have now won 7 of 9 road games here in the playoffs.
Hi, Zo. Let's do this. Let's do this show.
Oh, there we are.
You were there. You were there the whole time.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Doing good. My password is not incorrect.
What? It's, yeah. So it's Monday.
There it goes. We're off and running.
Feels like the Bruins played 8 days ago.
No, they didn't.
I know.
Played two nights ago. A lot to get to from that game. Ooh. Bruins now 2 games away.
That's a take back night Stanley. Right there, boy.
2 games away. 2 wins away, I should say.
Yeah.
2 wins away. They're almost there. Almost there. What'd you think of that game? Story for me is
called
the top line. You called that.
No.
Called that one?
7-2. Called it. Well, I got him at 5, it's kind of heading that way. You know, the gentleman sweep is still on for me. But they took back
the series.
So said
easy win. Got him in 5.
Yeah. They
kind of called it.
Took back the series. They did. This series is theirs. Theirs to lose now. And we said it Friday, though, that game 4 is the big game. That's the big one, which is tonight. Tonight you put the nail in the coffin.
I don't think so.
Really? They play the way they did?
How about this? You ready?
There's no pressure to win tonight.
We're talking about Saturday night, so I don't want to jump ahead, but I'll tell you this. Tonight, sneaky, unimportant game.
Yes.
I disagree.
They lose? What's the big deal?
No, I disagree. You win tonight. You're playing in parades.
You split in St. Louis. Fine.
All good. All good.
St. Louis.
Didn't we determine
tight.
That game 4 was more important than
yes,
game 3?
We said that Friday.
Nope. We said a game Friday. We all said it Friday. Yes.
Yes.
Nope.
We said historically game 4s have meant more.
Yeah.
But I think that
game 5 is everything.
You split, but we also added you split. It's no big deal. If you split, there's no pressure to win game 4.
I never said it. I never start preaching about game 4 and the importance of game 4.
But if you win game 4, if you're St. Louis, you've kept yourself in it. You lose game 4 for St. Louis, you're out. You're done. You're toast.
Jim,
it's very important for them. Not important for the Bruins.
And if you're the Bruins, you basically lock up the series tonight if you win.
Yes.
That's important.
That's huge.
But what if you lose? What if you lost?
Nothing.
You come series here, is deadlocked, and you're guaranteed at least 2 more games.
And then you come here and win on
you
Thursday.
You have to go back to St. Louis again Sunday, no matter what.
What's the big deal in that?
You don't want to do that.
What's wrong with that?
What's the big deal?
Yes. Yeah. Why is that such a big deal if you have to go back to St. Louis?
That's your pregame tonight. Let's close their ass out. Let's win tonight, and let's go close this sucker out on Thursday.
Yeah.
We don't want to come back here.
They didn't have
this our last game in St. Louis. Nobody wants to go out in that city. You see everybody out there tweeting.
All the pressure they had to go to St. Louis.
The city's dead.
Yeah, there's no pressure on the Bruins tonight.
They had to go into St. Louis and play their first game in St. Louis a Saturday night. A sold-out crowd. This crowd wants it more than anything.
So what?
All the pressure was on St. Louis on Saturday night.
Beat their ass.
All of it was on St. Louis. They lost 7-2, and now it only builds. Now it's only greater. How are they going to respond? The way they did on Saturday night, which was to do what? What they did in the San Jose series, which was to try and physically beat down the Bruins and hope they lose players, the way they did with Matt Grizzlick, were they trying to do that again? Because that's what it looked like they were trying to do.
Let's
out
get
of the game.
Get in goalie's face. We'll get to that.
That was later in the game. That wasn't early. Early on, they hit David Backes up high. Braden Schenn tried to go up high on Jake DeBrusk. How did that work out? Braden Schenn ass over tea kettle on himself, did a somersault in the middle of the ice. He missed. He whiffed. But that was their plan early on. That was what they tried to do. That was their game plan. Let's go out and hit him.
Get him.
Let's go get him.
That was your whole plan? Get him?
Get him.
So what do they change tonight?
Which
does that team have the ability to flip to another type of scheme?
Which sort of worked for them in game two. It sort of did. They hit the crap out of the Bruins in game two. Yeah. But you know what else they did in game two? They scored goals in game two. And they were better at stopping the goals in game two. They were better at being more aggressive defensively in game two to stop offensive opportunities. The Bruins, on the other hand, in this game, were better at scoring.
That's why I felt
and when the Bruins
went
on the power play, they went a perfect 4-for-4 in terms of four shots taken, four goals scored. Have you ever seen? I can't recall ever seeing that. Granted, I don't watch a ton of hockey outside of the Bruins, but yet. I don't remember ever seeing that before. Four shots, four goals on the power play. That was easy. That's what happened on Saturday night.
I remember coming in after
game two.
That's
how you end up winning 7-2.
This is why I didn't feel bad after game two. Like, they had to play that perfect game, and everything had to go their way to take you to overtime. And if the Bruins could have stole that game, the series would be 3-0 right now. 3-0. That's stating the obvious, but that was an ass beatdown on Saturday night. That was a fun game to actually watch, enjoy, and you're not sitting there, you're not clenching your teeth, and you're like, oh my God. You can actually check out in the third period. Peek in.
That's what made it good, that you could check out.
No,
that
you game could, two is you a could much breathe better and relax.
Game.
Like, I think
game two is a way better game.
It wasn't anxiety. Three. Oh, it was a much better game.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Here's my
if
issue.
You're gonna have one of those games, have it on a Saturday night, middle of the weekend. That's the time you want a game like
check
that.
Check right out.
Here's my issue with putting all this importance just as investing as a fan in tonight's game. If you think that it's all that important, if they lose tonight, then you're really, really worried for the rest of this series. My only point is this. If they lose tonight, it doesn't worry me for the rest of the series. I'm not worried. I think a split in St. Louis is acceptable. Now, they go up, they win tonight and go up 3-1. You can pretty much start scheduling the parade. Have a couple of different dates, but, you know, have something on the books for, I don't know, maybe Saturday. Saturday parade would be good.
I guess you can't have it Saturday night.
You can envision all kinds of scenarios, but
if you lose tonight, if you are
convinced that tonight is so important, so you can go up 3-0, well, what if they lose? What happens if they lose? Well, that should worry you then. If you think it's that important for them to get the win tonight, would you be that worried if they lost tonight?
No, because you pretty much would have two more games out of three at home. Obviously,
right.
If it goes seven,
right?
But like,
I don't care about playing in St. Louis. Why would you care about playing in St. Louis? They played the first game in St. Louis of this series on Saturday night. How did it go for the Bruins? Were they intimidated by the building? Were they intimidated by Blue, the big toilet bowl blue bear mascot? Did it bother them to have all the pomp and circumstance of the St. Louis Blues hosting a Stanley Cup final game? It didn't matter.
Did Murray get in his hotel yet? Did Murray check into his hotel yet?
Guy had to buy a t-shirt.
I haven't been paying attention.
He had to buy a t-shirt Friday because he couldn't check into his hotel when it arrived.
I just don't see what the problem is with having to win again in St. Louis.
Oh, you're going to gotta get this one tonight.
Do you?
Yeah. The big thing St. Louis has going for them is they've lost game threes in each round. So they've been able to bounce back from that. They don't seem that flustered. We'll see if it carries them tonight. There's a lot of pressure on them tonight. They're at home. This could be the last time they play at home.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You got all
huge amount of pressure for them tonight.
So do they have the ability to play differently? Like, you tried to play that physical game,
no.
Go head on early. See, that's the
no.
thing. So if the Bruins now settle down, figured out what they like to do, and you hear Beers on with the morning show about the dump and chase. You dump it down in the corners, and then you go and try and light people up and get their defenseman, the Bruins defenseman's face in the glass, like you already took out Grizzlick, like you tried to take out a couple people this past game. Do they continue to do that?
I mean, the game plan. Let's go out there, play physical, take penalties.
You guys are
that's
F
good.
Now.
That's good game plan.
Let them go skate by their bench. You're F now.
Good luck
Moron.
With that.
Maroon.
Terrific. Yeah, that's really going to win. And you know what? Do you blame them? I mean, that's what got them here.
That's all they have.
Believe it or
I
not, that's what got
have.
Them here. That's what got them through that series with San Jose.
Because I don't think
they
the goalie's
just kept taking
great.
Out their players. San Jose lost three players in the series. How do we close the talent gap? We hurt their players. We take them out.
Yep.
We take them out, and then they have fewer players to play with.
We send messages.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
That's how they won. And just grind them down. Yeah, we'll just keep hurting their guys until they have fewer guys to play with. We're not as talented, so we'll try and take out talented players until they have fewer of them. That's what they did, and they won.
Yeah.
That's what they tried to do. I mean, that was pretty apparent out of the gate on Saturday night that that's what they were going to continue to try and do. And then they lost 7-2.
Just keep scoring on a power play. See, I think this goalie is cracked. I think you've gotten to him. Birmingham.
Was not very good.
Oh. You're thinking early, too. Like, how
many are they going to let in? Four tonight,
he
by
should.
The way.
He should start game
they
four.
They will go back to him. However, I will say.
Yeah, it's a quick look.
He has had some bad games in this playoff run for St. Louis, and he has responded. After having bad games, he has responded nicely and bounced back each time he has had a real horrible game like he did on Saturday night. So there is a track record there of responding. But the top line for the Bruins, Patrice Bergeron, and the top line came alive in this game. That, to me, is the story of this game. That, to me, is something that I think you take away from this game, that it happened a game earlier than it had. We looked at those numbers on Friday. It had sort of happened from game four on. It happened a game early. And they talked about it. They maybe seemed a little agitated by some of that discussion, some of that talk, that people had started to notice that.
It's funny how they hear
about
stuff,
their
huh?
line.
They've been hearing stuff all the time, all year long. They're very aware of what's being said about
Patrice Bergeron did not practice on Friday. Maintenance day. Did not skate in the last 7 minutes of the game on Saturday.
15 minutes of ice time.
He insisted to Pierre Maguire after the game ended on Saturday night that he is not hurt. He was asked plainly, are you hurt? I mean, it was a long, weird way of asking the question.
Well,
Pierre Maguire, have a listen. Here's Pierre Maguire asking the question.
So I'm going to ask you a question that most people wouldn't answer, but knowing you, you might. People thought you were injured going into this game.
Are you hurt?
Feeling good.
You look great. Thanks for doing this, Patrice.
Thank you.
Doc.
Good interview.
Feel good. Feel good. He's such a bad liar.
Didn't answer the question.
Bad liar.
Feeling good. Feeling
I'm going to ask you a question. Most people wouldn't answer. I'm going to ask a question anyway.
People. Who? What people?
So I'm going to ask you a question that most people wouldn't answer, but knowing you, you might.
Knowing you, you might.
The hockey
you
people that he talks answer. To. That's who he's talking about. All the hockey people. I mean, you're there. You're covering a series. Everybody's talking about, wow, Bergeron doesn't look great. Yeah. He must be hurt. He must be dealing with something. The people he talks to. Not people.
If you're going
to
do that, you got to ask it quick so you rattle them a little bit. Are you injured right now?
Hey, I'm setting you up here. I'm going to ask you a really tough question. You're not probably going to have to answer, and you can't really answer, but I'm going to ask a question
And
anyway.
All that time, Patrice Bergeron's saying, oh, here comes the injury question.
Yeah, exactly.
Here comes the injury question.
Duh. Maintenance day.
Okay, ready
Didn't
to go.
Skate. Okay.
I feel good.
Feeling good.
Feeling good. Feeling good.
It's a Brady.
You looked great.
You looked, well, you looked fabulous. You're looking great. You're looking fresh. Healthy.
Is he calling Bergeron?
Or is
Bergeron.
It?
Bergeron. Bergeron.
617-779-0985. We'll talk more about that top line. We got a lot of thoughts on the Bruins right now as they get ready for a game four tonight in St. Louis. Also want to talk about a specific moment that happened in that game, and that was David Perron and Tuukka Rask getting into it. Little dust up that happened between the two of them. I think St. Louis is going to have plenty of time to think about that moment all off season long. And I hope you do think about that one all off season long. We'll get to that thing coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And that one wouldn't go. And we get a stoppage of play as the net is dislodged. And now Perron is in on Rask, and that will draw a crowd.
Tuukka, Perron actually got in your face there with about 20 seconds. What were the two of you saying there?
No, he was just saying I was diving.
Did you say anything to him?
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
So Tuukka Rask talked about this dust up with David Perron after the game. And I got to say, this moment that happened in this game in the second period when it was 5-1 Bruins, assuming that the Blues go on to lose this series, which we all expect they will, right? We all think the Bruins are going to win the cup. We all think the Blues are going to win the series. This should be the moment that St. Louis has to sit there and rot all summer and think about.
You said Blues won the series. Boston.
What did I say?
Blues.
I said if the Blues lose the series.
So we all think the Blues are going to win the series.
Oh, sorry. Bruins. Yeah, just I meant to say Bruins.
People are idiots.
Yeah. Misspoke. We all think the Bruins are going to win the series. We all think the Blues are going to lose. The Blues should have to sit there and think about this all summer long. This is the type of thing where I take the still shot of this.
Like, how are we going to go down? We're going to go down, but how are we going to go down?
And I'd hang it up. And if I were like some angry Blues fan, I'd put it on a billboard outside the arena. Like, I'd pay for it and say, look at this, you morons. This stupidity and this bozo, David Perron. This is everything that's wrong with our team. You're down 5-1. You're getting blown out of your own building in the first game that you've hosted in your town in the Stanley Cup in nearly 50 years. That was all we heard leading up to this game. Oh, it's been 49 years, 49 years. How many times did you hear that on Saturday in the build-up zone? How many times did they talk about it in St. Louis?
That's all they talked about.
49 years it's been. Yep. Doc Emmerich told us 100 freaking times. Oh, here you go. 49 years you've had to think about the next time you were going to host one of these games.
23-minute pregame.
You get embarrassed in your own building. And here you are getting blown out. And this douche tries to pick a fight with a goalie. Down 5-1 at this point. But not only that, is he trying to pick a fight with a goalie? This guy has sucked all series long. Like, he is the epitome of we can't score goals. David Perron is where offense has gone to die in this series for the St. Louis Blues. He has sucked. Completely sucked. No points. Complete offensive liability. Lazy offensive
zone
penalties. He's taking, I think, a penalty a game. He's got a total of 6 shots in the series. This guy blows. Remember when we went into the series and we all said, well, we think the Bruins' depth, their third and fourth lines are far superior to what the Blues have. That has been proven true.
Yeah.
So much.
He started his crap in game two. Like game two, he was doing his pushing and shoving and late hits and that, getting guys' faces. Like, really, that's your thing? Like, this is it. Your chance at a cup. Your chance. Your one lone chance at winning the Stanley Cup.
But forget the Patrick Maroons of the third line.
Yeah.
Let's talk about their second line with a guy like this. They've got their top line and their second line. Go to line number two with a guy like David Perron. You blow. Forget it. You've got the top line. That's all you've got. That's what you have. The depth on their team is non-existent. And this guy is proof of it. This guy has sucked all series long. And how did he spend his game on Saturday night? He's supposed to be on one of the lines that is supposed to have some ability.
Yeah.
Some.
You look at your top two lines here in Boston. Do you see any of those type of guys?
6 shots in 3 games is what he's got to his name.
Can we hear Rask on him?
Yes.
No.
We played it. Hear it again. You can hear it again.
Tuukka, Perron actually got in your face there with about 20 seconds. What were the two of you saying there?
No, he was just saying I was diving.
Did you say anything to him?
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
I wasn't. They got this guy on their power play, too. He's done 0.
I mean, isn't this a reflection of their head coach, too? Berube, is it, you know, a guy that actually went to a basketball game? No, baseball game. He went to a baseball game.
Is it?
After they got their ass kicked.
Is it, or is the guy who just has sucked and is just not that good?
Maybe he looks at it that this is what we need. He's going to be our enforcer. He's going to be our guy that's going to get in their head. He's going to lean on people. It doesn't show you how much Rask has grown to, though. How he's been able to stay even keel through all this. And just, it is, yeah, I know how to deal with this. I'm good. Yeah, I'm not rattled. I'm looking forward to getting on the ice Monday night. Going up 3-1. Looking forward to that night. Tuukka was pretty damn good the other night, too. Made enough good saves early in that game so you could get that nice little cushion to where, okay, you'll give up a couple. But Tuukka plays it perfectly. Don't get into it. Yeah, I don't see Bennington would say something back. Yeah, Like, oh, look at, you know, look at Krug. He had that look in his eye. It looks like he was on something. His pupils are large. Like, that team can't help itself. Just do your game. Just play your game. Rask has done that. And that's the impressive thing about him. Like, he's come, I don't say come full circle, but guy's matured to the point where, you know, this is a legacy stamping type series for him. Pretty damn good he's played. Pretty damn good. Good enough. Not great, but good enough. Really good.
David Perron, to me, is a guy that you should look at in St. Louis and be pissed about. If you're a Blues fan today, you should look at that guy and say, this guy's a tool bag. This is why our team is down 2-1. This is why we're going to lose. This is why. Because that guy has been terrible for you. He's trying to pick a fight with a goalie down 5-1. That's why you're going to lose the series.
It'd be a good fight, yeah. Let's go run a goalie.
Yeah, he's been awesome for you guys. Really. No, it's been really, I think he's been really productive. Really productive.
We should peek in on St. Louis radio today, see what they're saying.
No, really, really. Like, that's great. That's really awesome. Oh, by the way, Pat, speaking of those third and fourth lines, how's Patrick Maroon been since he told the Bruins bench that they were effed, that you guys are effed?
Actually,
our friends at Barstool have actually compiled the statistics.
Oh, good, because I was wondering what happened to old Maroon. Kind of didn't see him, like, contributing a whole lot.
He's the Chicklets guys.
What's not a great statistic about it, Jim?
I mean, if you extrapolate out the game three numbers, they actually terrible
Jim.
Numbers in game two.
Extrapolate's a big word.
They got outscored. They've got outscored 8-4 since, right? But they lost 7-2 in game three. So
what do you got,
they actually outscored the Bruins in game two after that 2-1.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
And they went 4-8 in the power play, right? But they went 4-4 on Saturday. So they went 0-4 on Thursday or Wednesday.
Getting outscored 8-4, that's being doubled up in goals. I mean, don't lose.
But the immediate aftermath, they outscored them 2-1.
Let's not lose sight of that.
Look at her shirts. You guys get all dressed up today. What, did you guys all call each other on the phone today?
Outscored 8-4. Team save percentage of 814. They've gone 1-8 on the power play and 4-8 on the penalty kill. Is that good? No?
No.
And they've gone down 2-1 in the series.
Well, they tied the series 1-1 and then went down
2-1. Well, they're down 2-1.
Since that happened.
They're down 2-1 in the series.
Sets up a not big game tonight, too.
All I know is that since he told them that,
I can't tell what
Jim... Put it this way, Jim. Since he told the Bruins they were effed, the Bruins are now 2 games away from winning the Stanley Cup instead of 3 games away from winning the Stanley Cup. That's all. Those are facts. They're now only two wins away.
Jim, you think tonight is a huge game? Because he just took a snipe at me there.
Oh, he did.
I don't know.
Beal, too. Beal doesn't think it's a big game either.
Do you think it's
a big game? Yes, you step on their throat. We've been lucky to see so many series and championship series around here lately, right? The last 15 years, okay. 18 years, we've seen so many of these. When you have a chance to step on somebody's throat, you have to step on their throat before they come back.
No, you don't have to.
So jacked for tonight, now de-jacked.
So is it a huge problem if St. Louis loses tonight?
Yes, it's a huge problem for St. Louis.
Is it a huge problem that the Bruins lose tonight?
Depends how they lose, because that momentum will be shifting towards Boston now.
There's no momentum from game to game.
Just use the stat that went from game to game. That's momentum, right?
Well, I don't agree with that stat either. I'm talking about tonight's game. I'm talking about your snipe at me. I don't believe in momentum from game to game. We've seen it go back and forth so many times with the
Bruins
in the postseason.
They get beat tonight 6-1. We're coming in tomorrow. We'll be like, yeah, no big deal.
They split. They split in St. Louis.
I find that hard to believe.
You know, if the top line goes AWOL again and somebody gets hurt, there are all kinds of scenarios where you could be worried.
So if the Tuukka gives up a couple of easy goals and they lose 6-1, Tuukka's not going to come up at all tomorrow, right?
Yeah, he'll
come. Oh, listen, 2013's not going to come up at all against the Blackhawks?
Perron rattled him.
This is my point. In order for it to be a huge game, it's got to be a meaningful game, win or lose, for both sides. And to me, that doesn't really happen until it's game five. If we're tied at 2, game 5, Thursday night here in Boston, now that's a huge game. That's huge. Tonight, the Bruins lose this one tonight, and forget about 6-1.
So if they win
they create a frenzy for Thursday night. The people trying to acquire tickets for secondary ticket prices are going to go through the roof.
If they're up 3-1?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a huge game Thursday all of a sudden.
It's not.
It's not.
is. It's not.
Because they've already proved it. Just text me. Keep me updated on the game. I'm going to watch something else tonight. I was so jacked for this game tonight. Now I'm de-jacked.
No, everyone's going to watch. No one's not going to watch just because I don't think the series hinges on tonight's game. I don't think it does.
I think it does. If they win, the series is over.
We all think it's over anyway.
Well, then that would mean, in your mind, that the Game 5 wouldn't be important anymore because it ended in Game 4.
Who's on first?
Right, right.
So who's on second? You go 3-1, you have a little bit of leeway.
All right. If they win tonight, I want you to come in here and say Game 5 Thursday night at the Garden is not
that important.
Because the series is already over.
Yeah, what's so hard about that? 3-1.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
As long as you're consistent.
Excellent. Jim will not be excited for Game 5.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say that. You're excited for a clincher all the time.
I'm excited for his playoff hockey. I'm always excited. I'm just saying. I'm not confused right now. If the Bruins lose tonight, I'm not going to be all dejected and worried tomorrow.
They
needed a split there. They get a split already. They got it in hand. Splits in hand.
House money.
Splits in hand.
I'll make sure we start getting some topics prepared before game time tonight for tomorrow that are non-Bruins for tomorrow in case they lose and, you know, it's not a big deal.
We'll do Pats
tomorrow. Splits in, and we're still going to talk about the game. I mean, what is so hard to understand about that? That the split is in hand and that it's not the end of the series or that they're in trouble if they lose tonight. They're not in trouble. They'll come back here tied.
See, if we don't agree with what Jim thinks, then we don't have a show. That's right.
Yes.
If I don't agree, we only have a show. If I don't share the same opinion
on
the
importance, you guys not going to be worried.
There's nothing
I have tonight that you guys make you worry.
Yes. If I don't agree with you on the importance of tonight's game, then we just can't have a show tomorrow.
We talked about Game 4 being the biggest game, the game, and here it is. No, it's not.
I never said that.
But I mean, you're playing with house money tonight. You are in a sense. You're up 2-1. I understand the thinking of going in. Worst case scenario, you split, right? If you come out and take two, that's best case scenario, obviously. But your goal is to split.
They split. They already did split.
You already flipped zone. 15 minutes.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Nope.
Good job.
Not hard to do. Nope. Not hard to do, as you know. Hardy has headlines. We're right back. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle. 98.5,
the sports up. The rally got it at center. Edmondson on the back check. Gets hooked by Nordstrom. And the puck comes to Corrali, and it's a goal.
No way.
The Bruins have scored and made it 3-0 as that snuck in on the near side. And the Bruins have taken a 3-0 lead.
St. Louis is challenging the play to determine if there was offside prior to the goal.
Ooh. Maybe they have a cause here.
They might actually have something here. Skates in, puck is not. I think they might have this, Joe.
I think it's offsides.
After review, it's determined that the play was onside. The call on the ice stands. We have a goal. St. Louis has assessed a bench minor penalty.
The problem, Curbs, the puck is going in. Nordstrom is offsides. Joel Edmondson is the one that carries the puck back into his own zone.
Yep.
Well, good job by all the announcers, TV, radio, all the way around. They all got this right on Saturday night, including the St. Louis broadcast. The challenge was wrong.
No way.
No way. That was just no way in terms of responding to the goal. Like, no way. Now, Hardy, that was your favorite goal of the night.
Rally, and it's a goal.
Yeah. No way.
Three zip.
That's my favorite goal of the series.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. Holding off the defender like that and just kicking it over. Oh, my God.
I like Pastrnak's little flip the other night.
Oh, that was smooth.
That was skill.
Pastrnak, just wait.
Backhand. What's up, guys?
Yeah, hold on. There's only a certain number of guys who can do with that, do with the puck what he did with it, to put that in the net the way he did.
How do you do that?
That's just goal scoring ability. That's just, sup guys. The league put out their explanation of that. which for them at that point, 3-0, they think they have something there. What a kick in the groin that is.
Yeah.
At 19:50, the first period in the Bruins-Blues game, St. Louis requested a coach's challenge to review whether Boston's Joakim Nordstrom was offside prior to Sean Corrali's goal. After reviewing all available replays and consulting with the linesman, the Situation Room confirmed that Joel Edmondson passed the puck back into his own defending zone prior to the goal. Wah, wah, wah. Sorry. 3-0 Bruins.
You know what happened, though? They all just, everyone, including the NBC broadcast, just forgot to back it up an extra, like, 2 seconds.
The replay they showed was not a full replay.
No, and I'm sure that's what St. Louis's bench did, the same thing, and they just forgot to back it up a couple seconds and say, oh, yeah, he's the one who touched it.
Yeah, I mean, do they have anything more than what we get on TV, like their coach's booth?
They're always on those iPads. I have no idea what they're doing.
I don't know
iPads.
What those iPads get.
Probably not. It's so small, too. Even we were tooling around and going down there, and I'm like looking at the little screen in between the two benches. It's like it's small. So if you're saying something quickly like that and you're down the way they're down, hey, what are we going to take a shot here? I don't blame them. Do you blame them for challenging?
Well, no, not if they didn't get anything better than what we got on the replay.
Right. I don't blame them for the challenge. Yeah.
But we didn't get a replay until it was challenged.
Long after.
So what did they see? Did they see it live and think that maybe it was offside? I mean, I don't know.
Is it like baseball where they had the ability to roll back the coverage themselves?
I don't know. I don't know what they were basing their challenge on. I'm not sure how that all works.
They have to have some internal people upstairs, too, watching the game and signaling down to the bench like, hey, we got something here. Like, oh, that's close. Take another peek at this one.
Yeah, you know, not sure.
They gotta have an Ernie Adams. Yeah, you know, I'm sure. Upstairs. Sure they do. You know, but not like he's on a headset. See, that's the thing. How do you signal
down? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, no, those assistant coaches have those little, like, earpieces in, those IFB things there.
Okay, so then, you could talk to them.
I don't know who they talk to, but they have them in.
I don't know who they're talking to, and I don't know
what they look like security guards.
I don't know what they have available to them. I have no idea.
KGB.
I don't know. 617-779-0985. Scott's in Weymouth. Go ahead, Scott.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
What's up? So a couple quick comments. All right, this Perrone idiot, right? You know what I'd like to see Tuukka? Tuukka's, he's almost too nice. You can tell he's a good kid, a good European. Imagine what Ron Hextall would have done. Tuukka needs to let people know, even if it cost him a two-minute minor once a game, you need to let those Blues players know. That's your crease. Get the F out of the way. Slash him in the back of the legs. I'm here. Get out of the way. Let's play hockey. Tuukka doesn't do that. That's my only gripe against him. Now, tonight's game, closing, is going to be, you get ready tonight, boys. This is going to be a 1-0 type game. I don't know which way it's going to go. 1-0, 2-1, 2-0. And it's going to be a dogfight. And then the main reason I called is this. No one's talking about this. The main reason for the Bruins' success is not the third and fourth line, Coyle, Weymouth kid, local kid.
Awesome. Oh, really?
But, yeah, we're also proud of him down here in Weymouth. But not the third and the fourth line, and not because the first line stinks. You know why the Bruins are having success? His name is Bruce Cassidy, and no one's mentioning it. He is in tune with these kids. They respect him. They like him. They're following him. They have a great synergy, and that is why the Bruins are going to win the Stanley Cup. Thank you, guys.
Because of their coach?
Yeah, it's a coach take.
We all think the Blues are going to win the series.
Oh, stop it.
They've been pretty complimentary.
Stop it. You're an ass. I hate you, Jim.
We all think the Blues are going to win the series.
You jerk. He said, what? What is that? He said Boston.
He's pissed because we said we don't think Game 4 is that important. Now he's doing that to me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not nice.
Unedited.
You know my take. It's been Bruins in 6 the whole way. That has been my prediction this entire series.
We all think the Blues are going to win this series.
And I don't even think it's that good of a take after seeing the first three games of this. I'm feeling more like that Bruins in 5, more by the day. That gentleman's sweep is coming more and more into view. Oh, my God. The Blues, they look thoroughly overmatched in this series to this point, even with their win in game number 2. Speaking of slashing, do you remember when Thomas and Alex Burrows went at it in the 2011 Cup Final?
I was going to say, remember Thomas, that? Thomas went
he
the length of the ice,
swung
the too?
Stick at the back of his legs.
When did Thomas come out of net, though? When he went, he skated like out to face someone. And Price did it one series, too.
And that was the end of
goalies.
It was the end of a game. It was the end of a game. Yeah. The Bruins were up big in that game.
So you're thinking of the night of the famous Wing Bowl when the Canadians and Bruins got into it, when Ryan Johnston was on
that's
the call.
Right. Wing Bowl. That's right.
That lasted, what, 1 year? Did we do it a second time?
I don't think so.
It was big in Philly.
I have it right now. It was the end of game four. There was under 2 minutes to play. And
I remember the penalties. We did it. We came
back.
I'm
looking
at
it now. Vancouver was on a power play. They're on a 4 minute power play. And Thomas swings the stick at the back of the legs of Alex Burrows. And
that's right.
Thomas slashes him, and Seidenberg has to then tackle Burrows. Bruins were up 4-0 at the time at the end of game four. And Thomas's helmet gets ripped off, and Thomas is screaming at him like, oh, man.
God, I went back and looked at that Horton hit, too, when he got knocked out, and his arms were set. That was a physical, nasty series, man. That was some good hate back and forth between those two teams.
Burrows and Seidenberg. I'm looking for when. Then they show the. Oh man, that was dirty by Thomas. Oh man, that was awesome. that was not about establishing the crease. That was just Thomas wanting to take a shot at somebody. Oh man.
You imagine a chirping prior to that though, and then just the build up.
617-779-0985. Did you see that? The I have a comment related to the Blues borrowing some football players from the Kansas City Chiefs on Saturday night.
Yeah, can you
save your thought? We'll
to
get
me?
To it next, okay?
Thank you.
Let's do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
What up, it's T-Kills. Shout out to the Missouri side. Let's go Blues, baby!
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hardy, trivia question for you.
Yeah.
Name the four teams that Wayne Gretzky played for in his career.
Edmonton Oilers, yes. LA Kings, St. Louis Blues, and the Rangers?
You know that question is typically designed at like trivia night to stump you. Because no one guesses the Blues.
Blues. Yeah.
You come up with three. I mean, everyone remembers the Rangers. He was there for a little bit of time.
Well,
the first two are easy. Edmonton and LA.
Yeah. There was a guy trying to pick
time.
A fight. There was a
Rangers. Oh, yeah. Everyone remembers the Rangers. He spent a total of 18 games in St. Louis with the Blues. 18 games. And it's the one that everyone always forgets.
See, I always space on the Rangers one.
Really?
Even though he was there for a good amount of time.
Oh, I always remember that.
It's New York.
Well, Gretzky is Edmonton and L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's and I just remember
the New
York
thing.
How
long was he with the Rangers?
I want to say like a year.
All right.
I'll double check. But it was enough time that you remember. He finished there. That's why I think you sort of remember it.
I was still a Red Wings, through and through at the time, so I was paying more attention to the Western Conference teams back then, because at that time, the Red Wings were still in the Western Conference.
There was a guy in a Gretzky shirt, a fan.
More than that, he was there for 3 years.
Three years with the Rangers.
3 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. He was with the Rangers for a total of 3 seasons, and he played 82 games, and 70 games. He played 3 full years there.
Yeah, he was still decent.
You want his points totals those years? Let's sure. see. Points per season sure. in those 3 years, his last three of his career.
They were 99.
97, 90, 62. Goals, 25, 23, and 9. Oh. So, he played a total of 18 games in St. Louis. That was in 95, 96. And in those 18 games, he had 8 goals in St. Louis. I bring this up because on Saturday night, Travis Kelce was wearing a Wayne Gretzky St. Louis Blues jersey, which I believe should be illegal.
What up, it's T. Kelce. Shout out to the Missouri side. Let's go Blues, baby!
This should be outlawed.
So
that should not be that vintage jersey should not be allowed.
I can't stand it.
That shouldn't be allowed to be made. 18 games? That doesn't qualify for the Mitchell and Ness treatment.
Shaq Celtics jersey.
You don't get that. Exactly. You don't get that unless you bought it when the guy was there. Like unless you bought the Shaq jersey when he was in Boston and they made it and you bought it that day.
I'm sure Kelce did. He's an authentic guy.
Bull crap. It's brand new.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Kills. I just got my eyebrows waxed.
That's not allowed.
Got my eyes threaded. I'm cool.
18 games, not enough. That jersey should not be allowed.
Tom said he was the captain for those 18 games.
Oh, my God. That should be banned. That jersey should not be allowed. And if you're going to the game, you should not be allowed to wear that. My God. So, anyway.
It's like wearing a Shaq Celtics jersey. Just don't do it. Someone just say that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to go now.
He just said that. But the fact you knew that you
were serious
is pretty good.
He's dead serious. All right, here's the other issue. Here's the other issue. This is embarrassing for the city of St. Louis because you've had two NFL teams bail on you guys.
And now you're renting players.
And now you're renting and borrowing players.
Why don't you just fly Kurt Warner in?
Okay, you know how far apart St. Louis and Kansas City are?
They're pretty far apart.
Boston and New York are closer. New York and Washington, D.C. are closer to each other than these two towns.
Did you hear how fired up the fan base was?
You don't get to borrow from other towns. Like, huh. All right, well. Let's borrow from Kansas City. Let's borrow from them.
T-Kills.
What a joke.
It's like Houston and Dallas.
You're not the same place.
Yeah, you don't get to root for one. I mean, I suppose if you don't have a team there, you can.
Well, if you're Oakland now, who's your football team? Maybe you could like root for the Rams. I don't know, since it's like about the same distance. You're losing your football team.
What is this?
Players for the Texans get to get all bunged up if the Dallas Stars make it to the Cup Final.
No!
What would you get a better reaction from? T. Kels on the Jumbotron, everybody sitting there like, what do we do with this? Or say you did something from Kurt Warner or Marshall Faulk.
At least Kurt Warner, Marshall
if
Faulk.
If you're a sports fan at St. Louis, you remember those guys. Like,
yes.
Okay, greatest show on turf. Give us one
because
of those
Because you had a football team and they left.
Yep. You just don't want that kicking in the nuts. Like, damn, we had that. Oh, the Rams were in the Super Bowl again. That's right.
Mm. Right?
That kind of throws it in your face.
They left.
Just don't do anything. You know? Don't do anything. T. Kels is going to get them fired up. Oh. And Mahomes
I'm just terrified.
In a Blues jersey?
I can't think about anything else. I'm terrified to listen back because I was listening to something else when obviously someone said something about the Shaq jersey to hear how bad it was. On a scale of 1 to 10.
It's up there.
Well, you knew
is it a
it
7?
It's an 8
oh,
or
no.
9. It's one of the worst ones ever.
Jim, you have it yet?
I can't wait. I can't wait for when we play it back.
Just do it like at the end of the week.
Nah, do like after the headlines or something.
No. We need to do it once at the end of the week. That's all. If it's that good, just save it for one time at the end of the week.
I'm just out on that. I'm out on them borrowing the football players to try and put them out there. You know, the way the Bruins have other athletes from town that they like to put.
Yeah, the pump videos, like Tom Brady. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the banner captain for game 5, by the way?
It won't be a Patriot.
How do you know?
Because they're getting their rings Thursday night. A big party at Roberts.
Is it Thursday?
Thursday night.
What time's the party?
I don't know. It's usually around 7.
Why? What are you hearing, Beetle?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
It didn't work so well the last time they had it.
You're not just wondering.
I'm just wondering.
You have that look.
I'm just wondering if anyone's available for Thursday night. That's
the quarterback might be in town, huh? Interesting.
I'm just wondering if anyone's available.
Hmm. It didn't work out so well when Belichick was a banner captain. Just, you know.
Yeah, no, it's true.
He was so happy that night. Like, he was uncomfortably happy. That awful black jacket he got from Chess King. That's a sweet coat. I didn't even retweet the video.
Because you were so upset with the jacket that he chose?
Gorilla jacket.
He didn't choose it.
Gorilla jacket.
Number one.
Men never choose
it. He was honoring Harambe with that jacket.
Do you know what a gorilla sounds like?
In Zoe's mind, yes.
There you go.
Me, Rambe.
Come on, one more time.
Just start videos for the my banana. We had Jungle O. Have Jungle O call in. He'll tell us what the gorilla sounds.
Hey, can you do a gorilla walk?
Oh yeah. No, not doing that.
617-779-0985. Quickly, Matt and Pembroke. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, Beal, you mentioned the Burrow slash.
Yeah.
That rat face. That actually didn't go unprovoked. He actually knocked Thomas' stick out of his hands right before that.
Did he? I got to go back and watch it more closely.
Yeah.
It's great. Whatever it is, it's great. I wish we saw more of that going on these days.
I didn't remember what happened prior to it, but it was a reaction to something. I don't know if he had a shell. I can't remember.
He sucked. I hated him.
Oh, man. I couldn't stand him. Take it easy, boys.
All right, Matt. All right. Thanks. I got to go. It's like a 2-minute clip. I'm skipping around with the cursor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe they'll fly Pedroia in for banner night. He could be the.
Stop it.
Put a stool up.
Stop. Matt in the car on Travis Kelce. Matt.
Maybe Hardy should be at banner night in a Shaq jersey. That would be good.
In a Shaq jersey.
We're not talking about it anymore, sir. We're going to play it back once, maybe at the end of the week or maybe the end of the month.
Happens every
and that's
every.
It. We'll never be spoken of again.
It happens every.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.